Hello and greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us dominion over the earth. And today we come to come against the principalities, rulers, powers over the earth. Some versions say the kings, despots, princes, or governors. However you want to look at it, God has commissioned us with the Matthew 10 anointing to go and heal the sick and to deliver and to take dominion over the earth. And just as he sent the 72 out, we are sent out too. This isn't just for a special group of people, that we are sent not only to make disciples, but also to set people free. And in the body of Christ today, there are way too many sick people. I myself was healed of 24 out of 25 illnesses, and then was in an accident. Now I need two more healings, and I am seeing it come about. It's coming about progressively, and that's okay. And we thank you, Lord, that you have provided for healing, your Jehovah Rapha. It's already been paid for in the atonement, but what I think is happening in the body of Christ today is we're coming against all these little imps, little individual demonic spirits of this, that, and the other. We're not coming against the kings, the rulers, the principalities, like Ephesians 6 says. It didn't say that we should put on the armor so that we can just defend ourselves. It says that we can come against the principalities and rulers and powers of darkness. And so some of those are over infirmities, illnesses, diseases. And we are coming against those today. And we're recording this, Krista and I, so that you can declare and decree along with us. And I'm playing this daily so that I can declare and decree with the word of God and take dominion back. Amen.
Amen. The word says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So we have to believe that whatever we believe and speak not only affects our body, but our immune system as well. Your words either become a blessing or a curse to you. The word also says that when you decree a thing, it shall be established in your life, and the light shall shine upon your ways. So who keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles.
Amen.
A lot of what we say can be curses, and they do start to manifest throughout our body, and we wonder why, and we're believing for the healing, but our words are speaking the direct opposite of what we want.
And we're not ignoring the fact that some people may need to forgive, may need to renounce resentments and bitterness and judgments and dishonor that they've had. They may need to renounce the fact that they even call it my arthritis or my high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. I want you to know that arthritis is of the devil and from the devil. So is that high blood pressure, whatever. And today we're renouncing and asking forgiveness for owning these assignments of the enemy as our own. And we are going to come against every assignment of the enemy. Jesus did that in Matthew 4 and Mark 9 as he was driven into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Of course, he had no sin. He had no illness. But the way he fought, the kings or the kingdoms that Satan was offering him was with a 40-day fast and by declaring and decreeing. It is written. It is written. It is written. And that's what we're going to do today.
The word says, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones.
Amen.
So the word does affect what our body will be like. Bible says that your tongue is like a rudder on a ship. So it can direct us, which our body, direct our lives, with it being very small and sometimes you think harmless.
So today I would like you to ask God what the devil's assignment against you has been. What is it that you're not being healed of quickly? What is your Goliath? You know, when David went against Goliath, he spoke the things that spoke of victory. You know, who are you to come against the Lord God Most High? And he spoke that he would have victory, and he went out there prepared to know that it would be mostly supernatural power. I don't think he was totally depending on a couple of rocks. But with this attitude, speaking victory, speaking in agreement with God, in a glory to God, then we take the presence of God with us We take dominion and we overcome kings, principalities, rulers, powers of darkness, governors, princes, whatever your version says, we are called to overcome.
Amen.
In Isaiah 14, there was a satanic king of Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar. In the spiritual realm, there is a king of Babylon too. And his job is to physically imprison you in your body with sickness and disease. This didn't just happen. It's not just a circumstance. That enemy has had a plan against you to hold you down. And it's not always a clear-cut diagnosis. Sometimes he just oppresses us. Sometimes it's more of a sorrow, mental anguish. Sometimes it's suffering of some kind, or a bodily pain, or a weakness. It causes us just to be laid out prostrate. Sometimes it's just that you feel something hovering over you that's undefined. But today we are going to come against the king of Babylon, the king over all the other spirits of infirmity, sickness, disease, torment of our bodies, and we're going to come against, and we say, in the name of Jesus, we cancel every assignment of the king of Babylon and all associated demons of infirmity, etc., assignments against us. We cancel every assignment to oppress us with any ways taking us captive, weighing us down physically or mentally. We come against every assignment to give us sorrow, mental anguish, suffering, injuries, loss, fears, or some kind of bondage. In the name of Jesus, we come against every kind of pain, unpleasant suffering, and various degrees of severity from injury or disease or trouble, like bodily pain with heart trouble or arthritis. Things that have no known cause, no known cure, are usually from the devil. Some people would say that every infirmity is from the devil, so we're safe there. In the name of Jesus, we come against every assignment of the devil, of the king of Babylon, spirits of infirmities, associated spirits to weaken us, to take away our energy, our vitality, to make us feeble. We come against every assignment of the enemy to cause us to just be laid out, to be exhausted, to be incapacitated, disabled, whatever, to make us slaves, to serve him. And we say that we cast the king of Babylon, the king of infirmity, and all these bondages and ailments down, that we take off your royal robes, we take off your crown in the name of Jesus. We say you will submit to the kingdom of God, and you will not sit on your throne in this mountain where you hover over us and attack our physical bodies and cause infection and sickness to hinder us, that we say that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and in the name of Jesus, we call down King of Babylon and every associated spirit, and that you are cast out to the dry, uninhabited places, never to come back to us, our property, or anyone we care about in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Jesus is the Lord of our lives. Sickness and disease have no power over us. We are forgiven and free from sin and guilt. We are dead to sin and alive to righteousness. We are free from unforgiveness and strife. We forgive others as Christ has forgiven us. For the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Jesus bore my sins in his body on the tree. Therefore, I am dead to sin and alive to God, and by his stripes we are healed and made whole. Jesus bore my sickness and carried my pain. Therefore, I give no place to sickness or pain, for God sent his word and healed me. Father, because of your word, I am an overcomer. I overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony.
Thank you, Lord. And we say that we are overcomers. We have already been given dominion, that we have that Matthew 10 anointing, that we've been sent just as much as the 72 were sent, that we have an anointing to heal in the name of Jesus, to cast down in the name of Jesus. We have power over demons, powers, and principalities. In Acts 2, the angel of the Lord freed Peter from prison, and that when we speak forth the word of God, that the Holy Spirit rushes to perform it, the angels are loose to enforce it, and that we are the majority. There are more good angels than bad ones, and we're the majority. And we say that we have an anointing that was given to the 72 that were sent out, and how Jesus saw Satan fall like lightning from the sky. And we command the king of Babylon and all associated demons to fall like lightning from the sky, just as Jesus taught us. And that you are cast out, cast down, and no longer reign in our bodies. And we speak healing, life, and creative miracles. Amen?
Amen. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over me. They keep me in all my ways. In my pathway is life, healing, and health. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sickness. Therefore, I refuse to allow sickness to dominate my body. The life of God flows within me, bringing healing to every fiber of my being. I present my body to God, for it is the temple of the living God. God dwells in me, and His life permeates my spirit, soul, and body, so that I am filled with the fullness of God daily. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I make a demand on my body to release the right chemicals. My body is in perfect chemical balance. My pancreas secretes the proper amount of insulin for life and health.
This Babylonian king is also over drug addiction and life-threatening withdrawal if you try to break free from him. And we say in the name of Jesus, we will defeat him, that we will be free from drugs and without withdrawal and dangerous withdrawal. We say that we will be free from prescription drugs, that we will not be dependent upon them, because we will be totally healed in the name of Jesus. We release this strategy against him of the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, and we say that we will be free from all dependencies and demonic king over pharmakia. And we say that we are not sick, that we are healthy. We speak creative miracles. We say that we are free from bondages to medications in the name of Jesus.
Father, your word has become a part of me. It is flowing in my bloodstream. It flows to every cell of my body, restoring and transforming my body. Your word has become flesh, for you sent your word and healed me. Your word is manifest in my body, causing growth to disappear. Arthritis is a thing of the past. I make a demand on my bones and joints to function properly in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, as I give voice to your word, the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus makes me free from the law of sin and death, and your life is energizing every cell of my body. Arthritis, you must go. Sickness must flee. Tumors can't exist in me. For the Spirit of God is upon me, and the Word of God is within me. Sickness, fear, and oppression have no power over me, for God's Word is my confession.
And we speak to our immune system and say, rise up in the name of Jesus and be strong. We speak a creative miracle to every part of our body that's been damaged or worn out or depleted or is deficient because of stress or ongoing challenges or anything else. And we say, rise up and be healed in the name of Jesus. We speak to the biological kingdom that is being used by this king of Babylon and infirmity and all the infections and inflammations that would slow us down or cause us pain and suffering. And we command every germ that touches our body to die on contact, that every virus or pneumonia that comes, we fight the king of Babylon, the demonic kings of infirmities. Every ruler, principality, and master spirit has to go in the name of Jesus. And when we see infection, we say that you will not jump on our body in the name of Jesus. We are vessels of the Most High God.
Thank you, Father, that I have a strong heart. My heart beats with the rhythm of life. My blood flows to every cell of my body, restoring life and health abundantly. My blood pressure is 120 over 80. The life of God flows in my blood and cleanses my arteries of all matter that does not pertain to life. I command my blood cells to destroy every disease, germ, and virus that tries to inhabit my body. I command every cell of my body to be normal in Jesus' name. Every cell that does not promote life and health in my body is cut off from its life source. My immune system will not allow tumorous growth to live in my body in Jesus' name.
We come against every spirit of chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or exhaustion or anything else that would have to do with immunity. We say our immunities are strong in the name of Jesus. We have the immunity of Christ. We have better immunity than we did before. We say that we're a carrier of Jesus Christ in His presence, and we come in His name to bind the strong man, and we say that we will not work ourselves into the ground, neither allow depression to come in, which would slow us down and cause us to want to sleep and do nothing. That we are energized as we have Christ in us, living through us, and we come against these spirits that would just cause us to have fatigue, to have a weariness, to have loss of vision, to have depression, or anything else that would cause us to feel discouraged or depressed or disillusioned or disoriented, or any other assignment of witchcraft or demonic spirits that would just cause us to lose our course and drop out of the race. And we say, you all have to fall down in the name of Jesus. We cast you out. You have to go to the dry and uninhabited places and never come back. And that we are energized and empowered by Jesus Christ, who has all the power in the universe.
In Jesus' name, I forbid my body to be deceived in any manner. Body, you will not be deceived by any disease, germ, or virus. Neither will you work against life or health in any way. Every cell of my body supports life and health. My immune system grows stronger day by day. I speak life to my immune system. I forbid confusion in my immune system. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me and quickens my immune system with the life and wisdom of God, which guards the life and health of my body. I speak to the bones and joints in my body. I call you normal in Jesus' name. My bones and joints will not respond to any disease, for the spirit of life permeates every bone and joint of my body with life and health. Father, I make a demand on my bones to produce perfect marrow. I make a demand on the marrow to produce pure blood that will ward off sickness and disease. My bones refuse any offense of the curse. I make a demand on my joints to function perfectly. There will be no pain or swelling in my joints. My joints refuse to allow anything that will hurt or destroy their normal function.
So we come against the king of Babylon and all infirmities, bondages, sufferings, torments, any kind of bondage that our body has been in, any patterns that are not of God. And we say that if necessary, that we fast as Jesus did for 40 days, partial fast, whole fast, whatever. Right now I'm on a raw food fast, works best for me. And we will pray and tear down the strongholds of infirmity, the king of Babylon, and all diagnoses and illnesses and diseases as long as it takes. We take dominion over these demonic kings from the top down, from the kings and princes down to the governors, from the principalities down to the rulers and the master spirits. And we say that every king and every individual spirit has to go now in the name of Jesus to the dry and inhabited places and never come back. And we say that our bones are strong, that pleasant words are life to the bones. And even though bitterness and jealousy is rottenness to the bones, we repent of all unforgiveness or bitterness of any kind, jealousy or any disappointment with God and feeling unloved by God or all those whininess things. We repent of receiving rejection instead of basking in God's acceptance. We repent of agreeing with a spirit of fear to be afraid. I'm afraid that I'm sick, or I'm afraid I'm getting a cold, or I'm afraid I'm got a disease, or I'm afraid I'll be crippled or disabled. We repent and renounce all those statements and receive God's truth that Jesus has already provided for our complete healing, 100% from head to toe.
Body, I speak the word of faith to you. I demand that every organ perform a perfect work, for you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, I charge you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the authority of his holy word, to be healed and made whole in Jesus' name. Father, I resist the enemy in every form that he comes against me. I require my body to be strong and healthy, and I enforce it with your word. I reject the curse, and I enforce life in this body. I will not die, but live and declare the works of God. You have forgiven all my iniquities. You have healed all my diseases. You have redeemed my life from destruction. You have satisfied my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed as the eagle's. Lord, you have blessed my food and water and have taken sickness away from me. Therefore, I will fulfill the number of my days in health.
Amen.
Amen.
So we have on the armor of God. We are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are carriers of his infinite power. We have spiritual power and authority in him. And we come together in corporate agreement to fight against these despots, powers, and master spirits, or kings, princes, governors, whatever. And we say that all spirits, large or small, of infirmity have to go, have to leave us, have to leave our properties, have to go to the dry and inhabited places and never come back. And we will contend with you until you are gone. We take up our offensive weapons of swinging the sword of the Spirit and these verses and know that the Holy Spirit will rush to perform it. And we speak with authoritative prayer and we silence the enemy in the name of Jesus. Because Ephesians 6 says that we are commanded to contend on the earth where these dark forces operate, in the second heavens as well, where spiritual forces of evil and the prince of power of the air reside in the sky. And we go into your camp, King of Babylon, in the second heavens and come against the demonic forces that are under you, who are encircling us to find an opening to attack. So you might as well quit circling, because we command you to fall from your position of power in the second heavens as Satan did. And we focus our attention on you and contend with you as long as it takes. We don't say that it's our illness, because we know it comes from you. And we don't own it. We're not afraid of it. We're not expecting it to last a long time. We're exercising now faith right now to cast you out in the name of Jesus and say that you have to leave our bodies, and our bodies will be every whit whole. So we take dominion over the land and the sea and the sky and all the creepy crawly things and all of the basically invisible things with the germs and the viruses. And we say that whatever we establish on earth will be established in heaven. We decree and declare that you have to leave, you have to fall, just as Jesus said, that we take dominion over you. We cut off your head like David did Goliath. We remove you from your thrones, take off your royal robes. And we have that Matthew 10 anointing to even impart to others, that you are dethroned and that there is no demonic king, no king of Babylon that is going to oppress us any longer. We drive out demons and heal the sick, as Jesus said, and he's doing it through us. And we pray for others, knowing that we ourselves will be healed. And we say that every part of our bodies, from head to toe, everything to do with our neurological system or our vascular system or our skin or ligaments or tendons, or anything to do with our skeletal system, or our endocrine system, or our gastric or pulmonary system, or any female or male organs, or any joint, or any blood supply, or anything in our bodies, it is all covered by the blood of Jesus, and no weapon formed against us can prosper. And we guard our hearts and we guard our tongues, as we said in the beginning, that we do not disagree with the word of God, but we speak it, declare it, and enforce it in the name of Jesus. And we say the king of Babylon, all spirits of infirmity are cast down in the name of Jesus. And we will keep saying it until we are 100% healed, head to toe, and our healing completely manifests to the glory of God, and we are a signpost and a wonder to the glory of God. Amen?
Amen.